This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, I speak with Iranian author Azar Nafisi. She wrote the bestseller Reading Lolita in Tehran. She has a new memoir out, and it is frank and surprising. First, though, let us talk retail. Stores are still offering big discounts, hoping to get unsold holiday merchandise off the shelves. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz is back with us. He's a Day to Day regular. Hi, Howard.
Hello.
Well, the numbers aren't in yet, but everyone is predicting that this was, at best, a lackluster season. How bad was it?
It was the worst season in 50 years. We're going to have negative GDP growth of 5 to 6. We're going to have negative GDP growth every quarter of next year. When you look at this quarter, the consumer is 70% of GDP. That leaves retailing down 5 at least. It's horrendous, it's terrible, and it all comes back to the consumer. $14 trillion in debt, a 101K instead of a 401K, exploding unemployment, accelerating. We'll lose another 500,000 jobs this month. That'll bring it to 2.5 million jobs. Unemployment goes to 10% by December of 2009. So the consumer is just devastated. An $8 trillion negative wealth effect from housing. Consumer bankruptcies dramatically on the rise, consumers falling behind on their credit card bills, their auto loans, their student loans, their home loans. The consumer is completely inundated, and nothing good is going to happen in the near term.
Okay, so maybe I was understating it a bit when I said lackluster. Where did you get that 10% unemployment rate?
That is the forecast of our firm. Mm-hmm. Our firm is forecasting 10% unemployment by December of 2009. Here are the bulletproof facts. Unemployment has exploded in the last 4 months dramatically. We now have lost 1.9 million jobs. This month, we'll lose 500,000 jobs. That will bring it to 2.4 million jobs lost. That will bring your unemployment to about 6.9%. Our forecast is for 10% by December of 2009, but that doesn't include millions of people on part-time work that want full-time work. It doesn't include the people who've dropped out of the labor force. When you look at those numbers, you're then looking at 14% unemployment. The word depression is not off the table. The worst is yet to come, and we think the Obama plan will do very little, do more negative than plus. So we don't really see anything good happening.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to wrest some bright spots from you. Online, it did fairly well. Amazon said this was their best holiday season ever.
Let's talk about online. It really did not do well. Amazon clearly is best in class, and they did okay. Interestingly enough, they didn't give out any sales numbers. I'm a little suspicious about that. I'm sure Amazon did okay, but let's look at the online sector. For 5 years, they've increased at the rate of 20 to 25%, and clearly are the strongest sector in the retail space. However, this quarter, they will be flat to down 1%. As a sector, still better than everything else. But I would say when you've got a trend and when you're up 20 to 25 and you're flat to down 1, that doesn't look too good to me. Now, there are winners out there, of course. The consumer is trading down. So we've closed 600 Starbucks stores, and Mrs. Fields Cookies is in bankruptcy, Ponderosa's in bankruptcy, Steak and Ale liquidated, Bennigan's liquidated, Casual Dining terrible, but McDonald's hitting the ball out of the park because it's cheap and good. Coffee, $2 less than Starbucks. They're winning. Family Dollar winning. It's Walmart time. They're winning. Dollar Tree winning. The consumer doesn't have money, so they are dramatically trading down.
Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz, thank you.
Thank you for the invite.